We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Before I bring out the great, you know what? Ruben Fraikau is not just an authority on the Eagles. He's also a music critic.
Yeah.
He can give us something at all that. But here's our question of the day with Ava Graham.
I'm broadcasting live from the TC Cake Studio, 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia. Today's WIP Morning Show Twitter question. Which team do you think should be favored to win the Super Bowl next season? 82% the Eagles.
And the Patriots are still second.
They are still second.
On the line with us from NBC Sports Philadelphia is the master of the obscure and amazing statistics.
Yes.
And he knows his football too. Ruben Frank. Hi, Rube.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Rube, can I just start with this? Mike Francesa ripped apart the Jason Kelce speech and said the Eagles should cut him for what he did. What was your reaction to the speech?
Oh, I mean, come on. It was a thing of beauty. I mean, it came from the heart. You know, it's a topic we've talked about. I mean, he heard it. Every guy on this team heard it. Every guy on this team has a story about somebody at some point that cut them, that didn't draft them, that didn't want them, that told them they couldn't play football. Jason Kelce was too small. He heard it. And, I mean, it was from the heart, and that's what was so great about it. And it was an iconic moment to me in Philly sports. And if you're not from here, you're not going to get it, but who cares?
Right, wait a minute. He's not that far away up in New York. He couldn't understand the whole underdog theme. Rube, that's what fueled this, didn't it? That so many people wrote them off at so many different points for all the reasons he said. That's what fueled them to do what they ended up doing.
Yeah, I mean, that became the identity of the team. You know, I mean, even before Carson got hurt, this is a team of, you know, not a lot of superstars. You know, Fletcher and Carson, really, and that's it. And just a lot of guys who have been doubted every step of their way. So it was real. It was from the heart. It was a very real thing. If you're around this team, that they were just going to prove people wrong, and they believed in themselves, and Doug gave them the confidence to believe in themselves. And, you know, this kind of ragtag bunch of, you know, free agents and walk-ons and has-beens and journeymen, and they all kind of came together as one, and that's a great thing. And you don't see that a lot in sports. You certainly don't see it in New York, so I guess you couldn't relate to it.
Hey, Rube, do you believe yet this actually happened?
Yeah, I'm starting to. It took a while, I'm telling you. I know I was on with you guys the next morning at like 7, and
yep.
I was, you know, I think I was in dreamland at that point. It really hadn't hit me. It takes a while because you're just so conditioned to them losing the last game and something going wrong and somebody messing up and, you know, there's Blaine Bishop limping down the field, something. And, you know, so to for that game to end that way and you look up at the scoreboard and see all zeros, I mean, it did. It took a while before it really, you know, before it really sank in. And even after the parade, I was still just kind of, you wake up and you're like, wait a minute. Did the Eagles win the Super Bowl? And they did. And nobody can ever take it away. Nobody can ever take it away.
No.
And that's a beautiful thing.
But I'm going to tell you, Rube, you made it harder for me because you have come up with so many amazing statistics about how improbable it was. And let me just go one, and then tell me if there's one that's even more. 41 times a team gave up that many yards and didn't win. This was the first time. 600-plus yards, and the team won the game in the history of the NFL. Is that correct?
Regular season, postseason, Super Bowl, no team had ever won a game giving up 600 yards, and the Eagles did it.
How crazy is that? That's never all the games that have been played in all these years, it never happened till the Eagles in the Super Bowl this year.
But that's the way it should be. This team should win in a way that no one else has ever won. You know, I mean, that's just kind of their personality. And
yeah.
You know, my favorite one is that Nick Foles has played four postseason games in his career, and he's thrown 14 incomplete passes in the second half of four games. He's 48 for 62 in the second half, you know, for 544 yards, five touchdowns, no interceptions. I mean, you get to the second half, I mean, 14 incomplete passes in four games, that's like 3.5 a game. It just tells you, you know, how sharp he's been. He had in the three games this year, he had 9 incomplete passes in the second half. I mean, it's really insane.
No, that number's 48 for 62.
Just in his career,
it's a passer rating of 130 in the second half of postseason games. It's an insane performance level for games that are most important, right, Rube? That's the thing. It's when the money's on the table, this kid plays like nobody has.
Yeah, remember that whole thing? Well, they haven't beaten anybody.
Yeah.
Well, they have.
Now they have. Now, here's the thing, Rube, that I'm trying to figure out, though. Because you have been a Foles fan the whole time. Even when he was in his down period, you loved the guy.
When his family gave up on him, I was there.
All right, you were there. But you have taken heat, right, about being such a big supporter of Nick Foles?
Always. Because people, you know, it took about 5 days, but then people started trying to discredit him. And, you know, it was just 2 games. He just got hot at the end. It was lucky. Somebody tweeted to me the other night. It was just an accident that he played so well in the postseason. You know, just like they tried to discredit his 2013 season. Oh, it was just Chip's offense. Teams hadn't caught on yet. You know, it was a fluky season. I mean, this guy's now had like the greatest regular season ever and won a Super Bowl, and they're still trying to discredit him. And, you know, when you try to defend him, then you're anti-Wentz, which nothing could be farther from the truth, because I think Carson Wentz is the best young quarterback in the NFL. He's going to be an elite guy for the next decade. But, you know, Nick Foles has done these things. We've seen him with our own two eyes. I mean, I sat there and saw him hold up the MVP trophy, and you know, I mean, that's something that guys like, you know, Montana and Brady and Roethlisberger do, and Nick Foles did it. And I just hope people give him credit for what he's done. It wasn't a fluke. It wasn't an accident. He's been a good quarterback, you know, other than a couple games with the Rams that people love to bring up. Well, what about that game against the Rams when he threw 4 interceptions? You know, I mean, that just makes it better. It just makes it sweeter. So he had some bad games with the Rams 3 years ago. Who cares? What he's done is remarkable. And the thing is, guys, you don't have to be Wentz or Foles. You got two great quarterbacks. One's going to rule the league for the next decade. One just had an incredible run. And I just hope people can accept that. They're both great quarterbacks. They're both great guys. They're good friends. And there's nothing wrong with, you know, kind of getting behind both these guys. And we're lucky. You know, most years we don't have one good quarterback. Now we got two. It's a thing to celebrate, not a thing to bring one of them down.
Well, that's why I want you to play out this tandem now over the next few years, because we know they're both under contract for next season, Rube. Do you expect that the Eagles will take offers for Foles and beyond this year when he is a free agent again? What do you see happening?
Well, Howie takes offers for everybody. I mean, Howie would trade you if he could get a pick for you. But
I'm available.
I think until you really have some clarity on Carson's health, I don't know if you can trade Nick Foles. I mean, I guess if somebody blows you away with like a 1-3 or something, but I don't think that'll happen. I just think until you know Carson's going to be 100% the first few weeks of the season, I'd be really reluctant to trade Nick Foles. It's hard to imagine him kind of being the backup and running the scout team and all that stuff after winning a Super Bowl MVP, but I think you have to kind of hang on to him until you're sure Carson's going to be okay. Now, it's only been 2 months since, 2 months, right, since he got hurt. So
yep.
I don't know if they have that yet. I would just as soon keep Nick Foles this year and just have that security because, listen, this team can make another run at that thing, and we've seen that you need both of them. And until we're sure Carson's healthy and he's going to be healthy and he's fine, I would keep Nick Foles around.
All right, final thing now. The Eagles are over the cap at the moment. They got to make some decisions. And they also have free agents of their own that they might want to retain. Who's the most important guy to make sure you have back next season, Rube?
I think it's Bradham. I don't think it's even close.
Yep, you're right.
You know, because as much and this is a tough thing about this time of year, when you win a championship, you want all these guys to stay. They meant so much to you. And, you know, and Patrick Robinson had maybe one of the 3 or 4 biggest plays of the postseason with that pick six really changed that Minnesota game. But you have Jalen Mills. You have Sidney Jones coming back. You have Rasul Douglas. You have these young cornerbacks, running back. They have guys. They have a giant Corey Clement. And who knows, maybe Sproles, you have Smallwood. You have all these guys, so you can't keep everybody, and you have guys at the positions Trey Burton plays and LeGarrette and Patrick Robinson. So I think Bradham is, you don't have anybody else there. So, and great, you don't know if Jordan Hicks is ever going to stay healthy. So I think you got to find a way to keep Nigel Bradham, and I think Howie will.
There's one thing you need to do every day if you love the birds, and that's read Ruben Frank at NBC Sports Philadelphia. He's got something great for you every day. You're the best,
Appreciate
Ruben.
That.
Thank you, my friend.
All right, guys.
Ruben Frank with some great insights. All right, now we asked for this, Al. You kind of brought this up.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.